Hello and welcome to The Awakening for Capricorn. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, your friendly neighborhood astrologer. Not quite up to full vocal capacity. I've been a little bit under the weather this week, but continuing to work at a slower than planned pace, but nonetheless, proceeding along. And today's the 27th of December, a Friday, and I'm happy to be up to Capricorn, which has been a topic of so much astrological thought over the past 16 years, because this has been where Pluto has been visiting. Hold on a second. Potting up a little bit here. All right. So, first, a joke. I was emailing with a therapist I correspond with. I'm someone in the men's advocacy movement last night, and I made a comment in one of my emails about how the most important thing that we have to do under these, the powers that be are shaking up the bottle in which we ants live. This seems to be going on a regular basis, and we love these people, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and all them. And I said that the thing that counts the very, very, very most now is cooperation. And he said, "What would that look like?" Now, I don't know if that was a therapy-style probe to see what I came back with. He's not my therapist. We're colleagues and friends. Or if he was really unsure what cooperation would look like. He's a bit older than me. I think probably an excellent therapist and a sensitive person. So I gave him a rundown of my own personal examples of what cooperation looks like. But I think that it's amazing that we would have to even consider, you know, what it would look like given how obvious it is what it means to cooperate. Barn raising or helping your buddy fix his transmission or watching your girlfriend's kids while she goes to whatever the Yankee game. But I think it's worth putting a pin in the map there. And I say this because at long last, we are done with at least and by the way, I'm not thinking very fast right now, so I'm not working from a script, so I'm going to stop and contemplate things before I just spout them out. So please bear with me while I think in real time. I am merely looking at a chart, the same one that you're looking at, and no words. Well, and also the scribbly blue lines on the screen in Audacity recording this. So we have to think out loud about cooperation because it's as if people have forgotten what it means. The reason people have forgotten what it means is all of a sudden everyone has everything. No one needs anyone. Everyone has everything they need, everything they could possibly want. If they don't want it, they can just, you know, go deeper into debt and get it. You can have your personal I know I harp on this. I just think it's so hideous. You know, you have your pizza profile. You punch the button. Your pizza shows up. Your card is hit, and the next thing you know, you're looking at your perfect mushroom, anchovy, pesto pizza. So there's no sense that we need one another, and the digital society that we live in now is the perfect example of what it looks like to eliminate the need to work together for anything. This is just a very extreme form of not only do we not need, you know, common place to do the laundry, but every family should have a washing machine on every floor, so you can do the upstairs wash upstairs and the downstairs wash downstairs. And hey, you don't need to carry your wash basket up the stairs or down the stairs. Your kitchen stuff is always just going to be on the first floor. Much more secure that way. And here in the time of these extreme digital conditions, which have come into fruition during Pluto in Capricorn, the iPhone, which was the, you might say, the last tipping point in full digital conditions, comes out in 07. And Pluto enters Capricorn the next year. And there's always one big thing that happens right before Pluto changes signs, or any major planet changes signs, that's evocative of the new era. And the iPhone coming out, it's got the charts, got a lot of Aquarius in it, and it looks very visionary and so forth. But in reality, we're talking about